With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana hit two milestones today in the COVID-19 pandemic. One, the number of fully immunized Montanans surpassed the threshold of 100,000 people, about 10% of the state's population. And two, there are now more fully immunized people in Montana than the total number of COVID-19 cases since last March. With the one-year anniversary of Montana's first confirmed cases coming up on March 13th, Montana's Chief Medical Officer Greg Holzman acknowledges the work of local public health departments.
Every decision that they've made for what they believed was the right thing to do at that time to help protect the community. And I just think our local public health folks need a lot of kudos and a lot of support for the incredible work that they've done and trying to work with everybody in the community.
Holzman encourages people to continue wearing masks, hand washing, and physical distancing. Educators in Montana will begin receiving COVID-19 vaccines next week through a federal partnership with pharmacies. President Joe Biden announced the program earlier this week with the goal of vaccinating all teachers and childcare staff by the end of March. The federal vaccine program is open to Montana educators even as the state has not made its vaccine allotment available to teachers. Montana was one of at least a dozen states that had not prioritized teachers as of Biden's announcement. The Missoulian reported Friday that in Missoula County, Granite Pharmacy has enough vaccine doses to vaccinate all 2,000 county teachers. Missoula County is holding off on moving into the Phase 1B+ COVID-19 vaccination group, recently announced by Governor Greg Gianforte. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the county today said too many residents in the previous phase are waiting for their first shot.
Under the new phase, Gianforte announced that the state is expanding eligibility for COVID-19 vaccines to those 60 and older or those 16 to 59 years old with select underlying health conditions. The new 1B+ phase goes into effect across the state Monday. Gianforte said the majority of counties and other jurisdictions administering vaccines are halfway through their populations eligible for Phase 1B, which includes those 70 years or older and younger people with select underlying health conditions. Missoula County health officials announced that the county will hold off for at least another week before moving to the new vaccine phase. County officials say 85% of people eligible in the county for Phase 1B are still waiting for their first dose. Other more populated counties like Yellowstone and Flathead have said they are moving into Phase 1B+ next week. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana's snowfall last month increased the likelihood of near to or even slightly above normal spring and summer stream flows. Edward O'Brien reports.
February is typically one of Montana's drier months, but Lucas Zukowicz says this February was one of those rare and fortunate exceptions.
In those areas that really just got a bunch of snow, about 40% of this year's total snowpack is made up of just February snowfall. In most cases, that would be about 15 to 25% of the seasonal total.
Zukowicz is a water supply specialist with the U.S. Agriculture Department's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Bozeman. He says February snow totals were impressive across most of Montana, especially coming off December and January's relatively dry and warm conditions.
Some areas in the Bitterroot south of Missoula experienced up to 16 inches of water, and we're not talking about snow depth, we're talking about actual water that was added to the snowpack, and that was record-setting for the high elevation site at the headwaters of Lost Horse Creek.
Still, some regions had slightly below normal snowpack March 1st due to a lack of early season snowfall, including a handful of basins in southwest and northwest Montana. NRCS's first official stream flow forecast for April through July indicates near to slightly above average stream flows for many of the state's rivers and streams. Montana has another month or two until the snowpack peaks and runoff begins in earnest, but that snowpack reservoir won't go far if spring storms fail to deliver much precip.
If we don't get any snow or things turn dry from here on out, it's kind of like leaving on a cross-country road trip with your tank two-thirds full. You're going to start going the direction you want, but you're not really going to get that far.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Governor Greg Gianforte today signed a bill into law that will create an incentive program for public school districts to pay their early career teachers a higher wage. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Salaries for early career educators in Montana are among the lowest in the country. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, Montana teachers as a whole are also, on average, among the lowest paid across the country, according to the National Education Association. Governor Gianforte signed House Bill 143 into law, which will allocate $2.3 million of the state's general fund annually to incentivize districts to increase pay for their starting teachers. According to a press release from the Montana Office of Public Instruction, the bill is expected to benefit 700 teachers entering the education field when it goes into effect in 2023. In a statement, Gianforte said the bill would help the state retain and attract early career teachers. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Former students have sued a pair of Montana schools for troubled teenage girls, alleging they were sexually assaulted and suffered mental anguish. The Missoulian reported Friday that one lawsuit alleges two men employed by Reflections Academy sexually assaulted teen residents. A separate lawsuit accuses Clearview Academy of negligence and inflicting mental anguish. Clearview owner Mary Teelbar says she couldn't comment on the lawsuit, but said the school is Christian and called her staffers excellent. Officials at Reflections didn't return requests for comment. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Peyton Butler.